This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. As communities across the nation absorb the Ferguson grand jury decisions not to indict the white police officer who shot black teen Michael Brown, here in New York City, attention turns to the case of Eric Garner. Garner, who was black, died in police custody in July after being placed in a chokehold. It's another high-profile incident that spotlights the use of force by police and raises questions of discriminatory policing. Joining us to discuss the two cases is Reverend Kathleen Barrett Lane. She's the president of the United Ministers Alliance of Staten Island and pastor of Reach Out and Touch Ministries. She's been organizing and participating in police community discussions in the wake of Garner's death. Welcome to WNYC, Reverend Barrett Lane.
Thank you.
What was your response to the grand jury's decision last night?
Pretty much one of disappointment with A, the length of time that it took, and B, disappointment because it further divides our country and creates a greater difficulty with regard to seeing the kind of justice that we believe this country should, everyone in this country does deserve.
Mayor de Blasio said recently Eric Garner's case is very different than the shooting of Michael Brown in Ferguson. Do you agree?
I do. I believe that they are different from the standpoint of how the two men were killed, number one. Number two, the difference in their ages, that's another issue. The other issue is the questionable activities preceding the case in Ferguson and Mr. Eric Garner and what transpired just prior to. It is alleged that the young man in Ferguson, Michael Brown, had robbed a convenience store. And so that put a question mark in the minds of individuals versus the incidents preceding the Eric Garner case, where witnesses testified that Eric had just broken up a fight at the time that he was approached.
How would you describe the current state of police-community relations on Staten Island?
Currently, there's distrust and disrespect. There are people that have been victimized and traumatized. We have a pastor whose son was on his way home from a park playing basketball, and he was a few feet from home and was approached by unidentified officers, and they ended up with guns to their head. This incident took place about 2.5 years ago, and this young man was on his way to college and still feels that it was injustice. And when the parents heard about Eric Garner, they cried.
What about from the other side, Reverend? Have you seen policing tactics change since Eric Garner's death?
Yes, I can say that I believe because officers are more aware of the probability that they are being watched, that they're more cautious with regard to approaching civilians and displaying professionalism. And there are still some that are not. But I believe that the commissioner feels the urgency to make sure that training and retraining is in place. And that's something that some may say, I don't trust it. Others are saying, let's see and watch.
You are a pastor, so you are in the hope business, one might say. But really, with Mayor de Blasio close to finishing his first year in office, do you feel that that change is coming, or this steady drumbeat of bad news, whether it's in Ferguson or on Staten Island, do you think there's going to be any constructive change coming out of this?
Let's pray that there are.
The Reverend Kathleen Barrett Lane is the president of the United Ministers Alliance of Staten Island. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And happy Thanksgiving.
You too. Happy Thanksgiving.
This is WNYC.